Good morning. Hey, Bob the Plumber here. I hope y'all caught Jeffrey Prather. That was an excellent show. Jeffrey's always spot on, and he understands the spiritual aspects of what's going on. And so, for the most part, Bracktown TV has people that talk about what's going on with in the world and what Satan's doing. But this is the show that's dedicated to how we win this thing. Unfortunately, there's not enough people listening, so you need to share these shows with people because God gave us chlorine dioxide so that we don't have to fear COVID, we don't have to fear Ebola, we don't have to fear anything like that. And that's what this show is about. It's about empowering you to bless all your friends and your family and those that live around you with something that's cheap and inexpensive and will drive fear from your life and will give you a wonderful life without disease. And so we're going to have a couple of guests on today that are going to share that after these messages.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is Dr. Eric Naputi.
That's right.
Dr. Eric Naputi, of all media platforms that are uncensored, what's your favorite?
Brighteon, without question. I mean, I love Brighteon TV, Brighteon Radio. I mean, it is the place to go to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People are so sick and tired of being censored, and Brighteon has got this platform that is global. And it's just a blessing to be on it. It's awesome. I love all the people that are on there. And the fact that it's a network that's working together, it kind of reminds me of a family, you know, and we're all together doing this for the world, my friend.
Except without crying babies.
Yes.
God bless Mike Adams for all you're doing, buddy. We love you.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
All right, welcome back. Folks, I remember looking at a brewery website over in North Carolina, Charlotte, and it said, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. And that's where we are here. We live on the edge here on this show because what we do is we're telling you about something that's relatively cheap, if not free. Matter of fact, if you get it from me, it's always free because people who try to profit, at least in America, from this product that we're talking about, chlorine dioxide, we'll put up on our screen the Grinnins. They've been in prison now, federal penitentiary, for over almost 1,000 days without a trial because they were helping too many people. Turns out our government studied chlorine dioxide in the 60s, and their conclusion was, Oh my God, if the people get a hold of this, the life expectancy will go to 100. That's a quote from an 80-something-year-old man that worked with our government that might as well promote the Universal Antidote website. Jeff, by the way, Mike Adams did a show this week. Marianne be happy to hear that, where he showed on the table that I built him, by the way, he showed how to make CDS, and it was cute. And so I'm trying to get him and Jeff to talking so that Jeff can help him a little bit with that. But anyway, so everybody and their brother's talking about this now, but nobody's connecting the dots to what, like, Jeffrey Prather was talking about. This is a spiritual battle, and the connection is this allows Christians, if there are any in America, and there's not a lot, trust me, there's not as many as you would hope, but if there are Christians out there, you can take this and you can go around healing and preaching the gospel. Of course, you might want to read your Bible first so you can figure out what the gospel is. It's not what these clowns have been saying for the last 100 years. Would you rather go to heaven or hell? Well, just pray this magic prayer. That ain't the gospel, folks. So if you want to know the gospel, I'll share it with you sometime. But don't listen to me. I'm a plumber. Read the Bible, you people. But at any rate, enough of that for now. So we have my normal guest host, Marianne, with us today, obviously. And also, we have a very special guest, Carrie Rivera, who has a show yesterday at 11, same time. Used to be my show. She took it away from me because she's more talented, big deal. But at any rate, Carrie and Marianne, welcome to the show. Y'all start jabbering and I'll just shut up for a while.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be with you two today.
Yeah. So I understand you have y'all were jabbering about some product I've never even heard about. Tell me about that. What is that you were talking about?
Yeah, Bob, in this search to help people, because just as you mentioned, it's very nice to pray for people, but actually being an instrument to go out the street and help people and then receive all these testimonies where thousands of people have been impacted and to have a better health. That is a miracle itself. And we're seeing this every day. And in our unstoppable search for finding the reason why people get sick and finding the cause of these illnesses instead of only treating symptoms, we found, of course, chlorine dioxide, and we started seeing how people got better and better from chronic or incurable disease, and then that disease just disappeared because we can't say cured, but the disease disappeared or the symptoms disappeared. And now Carrie has been treating kids with autism for over a decade now, and she continues to find these amazing products that contribute or help to the treatments with chlorine dioxide. And one of them is humic fulvic trace minerals. And she will explain this to all of you.
Well, you know, it's really cool because I've been doing autism for 19 years, autism recovery for 19 years, and then the last 13 years with chlorine dioxide. So I've seen so many children recover once I added chlorine dioxide to the diet and other types of supplementation in order to heal the body and seal the gut and things of this nature. And for many years, the supplements were, you know, kind of like capsules, which is basically like ground up stones for minerals. Then I did some, you know, ocean water for a while. And then there was a doctor in the States, Dr. Bush, and he was selling this great humic fulvic, but it was all watered down. So we started to ship liter bottles of basically water with a few drops of the humic fulvic in it. So I said to my partner, I said, well, what about if we actually go ahead and we put it in a bottle that's concentrated? When it gets to your house, you hydrate it, you dilute it into water, and you drink it like that. So we came up with that. Well, then fast forward, that's been about 7 years now. Fast forward to about 6-8 months ago, a document hit my desk, and it was a study that was done in Poland about chelating graphene oxide. So people that are now, you know, they feel bad that they took a jab or something like that. And of course, very concerned because many people have passed away or have had some, you know, serious negative health effects. It's something that we can do to help us. But on top of that, for people who didn't take the jab or just want to be healthy or want to get healthy, it's 77 minerals that are bioavailable, and it comes from the Ayurvedic medicine, which is, you know, over 4,000 years old from India. It's deep earth, so you don't have to worry about, it's always organic. You don't have to worry about pesticides, herbicides, Fukushima, any radiation, nothing like that, because it's deep earth. It's kilometers deep into the earth. But like I said, it has other properties that is, most importantly, it's your 77 minerals. Your brain needs minerals, your muscles need minerals, your bones need minerals, your cells need minerals. Every part of our body needs minerals. And of course, I get more and more excited as I read more about this product. And of course, you know, this is a gift from God. It's, you know, deep earth, it's from the earth. It's not man-made, it's not toxic, it's not a chemical. And it does all kinds of things. One of the other things that is extremely exciting is that it passes the blood-brain barrier, which not a lot of things do, and it takes heavy metals out of the brain, which, you know, heavy metals in the brain can cause things like Alzheimer's, for example, dementia. So it helps to avoid those things. And you also have a lot more clarity in your day if you have less toxins and metals in your brain and in your body. Another big problem we have, I don't know if you have a smartphone. If you have a smartphone, you turn it on, you look for a Wi-Fi connection, you're usually connecting with everybody either in your building or the houses around you. So what do we do? Even if we want to turn off our own routers at night because we don't want to be bombarded with Wi-Fi because we're not sleeping well or whatever, we can't because we're picking up all those signals. Well, our cells are as well. And if our cells are getting radiated by the EMFs, then we're going to have damage and that's going to cause cancer. And of course, one in two people in their lifetime will get cancer. So how do we avoid the beginning, which is a damaged cell? It's going to be using humic fulvic, which helps to protect the cells from EMFs. So it, not only is it protective, it's neuroprotective, it's protective of our cells. And of course, like I said, we all need minerals. It's really important. One of the things that all of our soil, it doesn't really matter if you're eating organic or you're not eating organic, our soil is depleted of minerals for many reasons. So it's very important that we are taking our minerals. But again, it's also going to protect us from people who are jabbed. If we're jabbed, it's going to protect us also from not having some of these deleterious effects of the jab. So it's like a win-win situation. And I'm just very excited that, you know, me and my partners were ahead of the game with getting the products created. And of course, we've been using them for autism for 7 years that I've been doing it. But even before that, there's work with people who have been using them before. But now we move into a whole nother genre. So it's not just about autism or anything like that. It's about all of us staying healthy, keeping healthy, or getting healthy.
So it's interesting you're talking about depleted soils. Shout out to Joel Wallach because he brought that up back in the 90s, was telling everybody that we had a little cassette tape that everybody was buying by the hundreds and giving out to people. And, you know, dead doctors don't die. I know a lot of our viewers remember that. Maybe you guys don't. Y'all are a bunch of kids. Yeah. But at any rate, tell us how can somebody find this product? Do they go to your website, Marianne? How do we find this?
Marianne has it in Mexico.
For Mexico, I'll give you my phone number, and then I have over 100 distributors who you can find this with in every city. It's 87. Well, late area code in Mexico is +52 8717278790. That's my telephone number. And I'm going to show you how you drink it, Bob, because I haven't had my doses today yet. So you have half a glass of water, and you can take two. If you fill this up, it goes all the way to there, which is like 20 drops. So this would be 20 drops. And now I have 40 drops, right? Right. And this is my doses 3 times a day. I can take all of my doses together so that I'm not worried. Like today I'm traveling to Mexico City, so I'm going to be at the airport and then I'm going to have to unpack at night. So I'm going to have just all of my doses today, which is 6 droplets. Now this will last around 2 months for an adult or 4 months for a kid, because for kids it's half the doses and then it looks like a Coke. And so you just drink it. It has no flavor. It has no taste. It's like a very, very soft mint flavor, which is actually nice. And this is my minerals for the day. It will keep you sharp, with your mind sharp and with a lot of energy. And even after having had some drinks last night, this will help recover your body because you remineralize and rehydrate. So this is, everybody should be drinking this. And then I hope people send me their success stories and their testimonies, because it's just our award for all the work that we do when we get those testimonies that people's lives have been changed and have been better since they found these products and they learned how to use them. And that's what keeps us going on, and nobody will stop us.
All right, speaking of testimonies.
World, just send me an email. My email's over my head, Carrie Rivera, because there's a lot of people all over the world. You know, in Europe, there's a different seller than in the United States as well.
All right, Carrie at Carrie Rivera.
Right, Carrie and I did an interview yesterday, and a lot of people are reaching from Germany, Carrie. They're reaching from France and from all over the world. Like, people are watching that interview we did yesterday, and I was like, well, I have it in Mexico. I know who has it in the United States, but other than that, South America. They're asking me for this product. So go to carrierivera@carrierivera.com and she will send you to whomever is near you.
All right. So I reached out, or actually Dave from the chlorine dioxide testimonies reached out to me, and he was going to see if anybody on the Telegram channel wanted to do a testimony, but nobody came forward. In America, people are still skittish because the FDA and all our demons running around are giving everybody a hard time. But so I was wanting a testimony. So when I went to bed last night, no testimony. And as I lay down, I realized that I woke up about an hour later.
I know one of the reasons in America, Bob.
Hello, Marianne. Hello. I was in the middle of something here.
Sorry, I think I have a delay.
Okay, maybe. Let me finish and then, but yeah, it's worse here than it is in the rest of the world. But anyway, I woke up about an hour after I went to bed and I realized I was getting a bad toothache. And I thought about just going back, trying to go back to sleep. And I thought, no, I got to do a show today. I've got a party tomorrow night that I've got to host. And I can't afford to be sick. I can't afford not to sleep. And so I got up and I went and got I use MMS, and I use it as a mouthwash with 12 drops in 4 ounces. So I took a little bit of that, just about maybe an ounce, and I put some DMSO in there and I put it in my mouth and I swished it around, went back to bed, swished it around for about 15 minutes. And then this is what I did. I'm not recommending anybody else do this, but I'm telling y'all, if you don't have chlorine dioxide, Mike Adams said either yesterday or the day before, if you call yourself a prepper and you don't have chlorine dioxide, you're a nutcase, because it is the number one thing. It's more valuable than gold in a crisis situation, because, you know, gold can't save your life. You know, you can't even eat gold. But if you're in a desperate situation and you eat a mushroom that's poisonous, chlorine dioxide kills poisons. Chlorine dioxide kills everything bad. Yeah, people aren't going to be able to get medicine. It's the most amazing thing, and it's relatively free. If you know somebody that's got it, they'll give it to you. That's how cheap it is. Anyway, I went to sleep. I woke up. I feel terrific today, and it kills tooth pain in like 10, 15 minutes if you have DMSO. So we don't talk about DMSO much, but do your research, go to YouTube, look up DMSO. It's almost as amazing as chlorine dioxide. It's not, but it's in the ballpark. So any rate.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can combine them. Yeah, so a lot of patients in the United States are under the insurance companies covered. And or even the insurance companies are threatening people. Like, if you do any other treatment that is not approved by us or by the FDA, your insurance will not cover. So that's why a lot of patients in the United States want to speak out, have gotten better, but they just want to keep quiet from TV, or, I mean, they tell their people, they tell their families, but they want to keep away from the media or the television shows or the radio stations, because they are afraid that even if they healed, they are afraid that their insurance won't cover whatever other illnesses they may have anymore. But here in Mexico, insurance companies rarely cover, so people are more willing to speak out.
Well, and that's one of my pet peeves about the whole insurance thing is, as a Christian who walks with God, you know, you never should have, and I know people don't like hearing this, but you never should have bought insurance to begin with, because if you trust God and walk with Him, He would have shown you chlorine dioxide and you could have used it all along, and you wouldn't need to trust man instead of trusting God. It's part of the con job that the big business people did on the American people. Here, you know, we'll guarantee you won't ever have to spend any money. Just spend a fortune with us. And then the insurance companies turn around and they control the stock market, because they use all of the Christian, quote Christians, money to invest. And that's how they enslaved us, because of our own stupidity. That's a whole nother show, and I'll talk about that another time. Carrie, tell us a little more about, you have something coming up, an autism conference on Brighteon. Tell us a little bit about that, and maybe we'll talk about more after the break, but we got four more minutes. So you've already done one. It was very successful, but now there's another one, and you got some very exciting people coming on this time. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I had exciting people last time as well. So what happens is, in 2023, we're living in a very different time than we used to in the past. So in the past, there used to be large autism conference like Autism One or Defeat Autism Now, and you know, 5,000, 6,000 people would go. Now, of course, economically, things are much different. There's a lot of things that have changed in the world, and they're no longer doing these large conferences anymore for lots of reasons. Of course, it's always difficult for a family who has a child with autism to be able to go to a conference, because you can't take the children. You have to go alone. There's a lot of expense involved. So I started to think to myself, we need to do online free conferences. So the information is available to everybody at any price. And when I presented it to the board at Brighteon, they said, yes, we're all in and we want to help. So very excited. Thank you, Mike Adams. Thank you, team, the Bobs. And so we did the first one in November with 12 people. We had Dr. Stephanie Seneff. We had Dr. Heinz Reinwald. We had Dr. Judy Mikovits. We had Dr. Mark Serkis, Carrie Rivera. There were a lot of different people. So that was successful with the time allotted. So I went back and said, okay, you know, this is going to be right before Autism Awareness Month, which is April. So the weekend before Autism Awareness Month, we're doing the first ever cyber conference in English and in Spanish. Mm. So this is a bilingual. Yeah, it's really, I'm really excited about it, because we are going to be bringing extremely important information to the families in two languages. I only speak two languages, a little bit of German. I speak only two languages fluently. So for me, it's very important that we are able to cover as many people. And maybe as time goes on, there's more people that start to collaborate with us, that we could do it in other different languages. But right now, the people who do not speak Spanish who are presenting in the conference, I have a simultaneous translator who is dubbing the conference as we speak. So it will be live in the terms that I will be the MC, and I will be loading with the producer. These are great guys, the best producer. I love him so much. We did the last one together, and I just did the little blurbs. And then, of course, in went the videos. We're going to do the first part of the day. It's a Saturday, March 25th. It starts at 8 a.m. Central, which is 9 a.m. Eastern. It's going to run until 5 p.m. Central, which is 6 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to do the first half of the day in English and the second half in Spanish. And the reason for that was because, you know, well, how do you decide which to do? Because in Latin America, a lot of people actually work the first half of Saturdays. So I thought it was very important that we would have it then available for them. Of course, you can see it afterwards, But of course, you want to see it live because it's going to be live and it's going to be exciting. And then you can always see it afterwards, and we're going to be able to share the links on Brighteon. So it's going to be at brighteon.tv, Saturday, March 25th at 8 a.m. Central, which is the time in Mexico and the time in, you know, a big chunk of the United States. And of course, South America, there's varying different times from before and after. But anyway, just check your local. And if you have any questions, just email me, Carrie at carrierivera.com. And so some of the people that we have speaking is Dr. Velasquez from Panama about chlorine dioxide, about methylene blue, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, who's been a guest on my show, on Alex Jones many times. He's an expert on terrain. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's going to call an end for childhood vaccination. She's not saying clean up. She's saying get rid of those suckers. Very excited. Dr. Robert Kiltz, who's he's a fertility expert, a gynecologist, but his big claim to fame and how he's in my life is because he's an expert on the carnivore diet. Carnivore for gut healing, brain healing. Dr. Neuschwander, he's also going to talk about the problem with vaccines and how this is causing the autism epidemic. Another man named Niles, he has a microbiome company. Linda Scottson, who created a PhD program called the Scottson Method, and that she's actually helped her son, who was never supposed to walk and talk. Not only does he talk, he's got his Facebook, he's on Instagram. Oh.
All right, save the rest of those till after the break. You know the drill. Come back and watch the rest of this show, folks.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
She was right in the middle of explaining all these wonderful guests that she's having on this autism conference. But truth be told, she does have a timer on her monitor, and I think she did it on purpose. She's trying to get my second show. I had two. Now I got one. And so anyway, Carrie, I know what you're up to. We caught you. But go ahead and finish, because those are fabulous guests. It's going to be a fabulous thing for people to see. And we all know that autism is growing by leaps and bounds because vaccines, in my opinion, it's because of vaccines, are growing by leaps and bounds, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. We got to slam the door on these fools. We need to execute Fauci, and I'm not the first person to call for that, but he needs to be executed. But he's just a front man for Bill Gates and these other idiots that believe in depopulation, and that's what all this is. They're ruining families. They're ruining children. They're ruining everything, and you know this firsthand. So finish your, if you've got, you got 20 minutes left.
I'm really sorry. You know what, Bob? I got so excited because it's not my show, so I'm really not watching the time.
Who cares?
But I did. I really got so excited.
Hey, invite me on your show. I'll get you back.
Yeah, I wasn't looking because I have all this list in front of me of the people. So another one of my guests is Dr. Jason Sunners. He has a hyperbaric center. Hyperbaric oxygen takes down brain inflammation. It can give my son his speech back. Dr. Heinz Reinwald, understanding nutritional ketosis and how to heal the brain and the gut that way. Another man by the name of Chip Paul has come up with very good information about GABA, glutamate, and glutamine, which is extremely important. And he's found that the bacteria are hijacking the cells, which is extremely disturbing. And we need to get a think tank thinking about these kind of things. And last but not least is Carrie Rivera and, of course, the great one and only Andreas Kalker. So we're doing this in English and in Spanish. And it's going to be an all-day affair. And, of course, we're going to be sharing the links afterwards. The first conference back in November was only in English just because there was very few hours. But this one is literally going to be half the time in English and then half the time in Spanish. And there's voices that don't speak Spanish that are so important, like Dr. Stephanie Senev, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And I'm not going to cloud the other ones because they're all really important guests. But the ones that don't speak Spanish, we've sent to a simultaneous translator. So just like as if you were listening to the person, you can literally listen to it even if you're driving or you're cooking or you're doing whatever you have to do. You can still hear it live. And it's going to be that person's words with just the translator's voice. So we've actually brought all of these amazing voices in two languages. Now, of course, some of us do speak both languages, so we can do it in both languages. And then there's some of us that don't. But we're not gonna let anybody miss this important information. And I'm just very excited that Brighteon sponsored Bob, the Bobs, Mike Adams, that they sponsored this really important thing. One in 27 children are being diagnosed with autism in 2022. We are in an epidemic situation. And the name of this conference is End the Autism Epidemic. We must end it now or humanity lies in the balance. By 2032, according to Dr. Stephanie Senev, which is only 9 years away, she said this 6-7 years ago. And when I talked to her earlier this year, she told me we're still on track for this. One in every two people born will be diagnosed with autism in their lifetime. And because we're on track. So when my son was diagnosed March 12th, so this Sunday, it's going to be 19-year anniversary of the diagnosis of my son's autism. He was not born with autism, and God willing, he won't die with autism either. My son was diagnosed with autism. And back then, it was one in 266 kids. Now it's one in 27. Epidemics are never genetic, so don't let them tell you it's genetic. It's not genetic. It's epigenetic. Things are being forced into our babies, and it's causing them to lose speech, eye contact, sleep, bowel problems. Everything is changing in our children, and it doesn't have to be this way. So like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is calling for an end to childhood vaccinations, and she's a pediatrician. She's written many books about the dangers of the childhood vaccinations, and in this great interview that Bob, our producer, Bob Denny, sent me the other day. It is, I mean, I almost cried. Actually, I was so excited. I was like, I get excited about things that, you know, that are really important for our children, and they're tools for parents to start standing up. And if we don't stand up for our children now, we're not going in a really good position. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is calling for an end for childhood vaccines. She said, why should we keep cleaning them up? Get rid of them.
Yeah.
And like, you know, going back to the Bible, going back to God. God made us perfect. He gave us this amazing immune system. And he knew what he was doing. We don't have to like try to make it better. You know? Yeah. Exactly, Bob. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I hate all vaccines. Christopher Key says that the Supreme Court has ruled that they're all dangerous. And there's no doubt about that. I was, it's my testimony, I was paralyzed. I had Guillain-Barre after I went to Uganda in 91. And I didn't even know that these demons did it. I didn't know what caused it. I was told it had to do with something stupid. But come to find out, when I watched Plandemic, that was the first thing he listed, that the autoimmune problem caused by vaccines. So, yeah, quit taking vaccines, folks. You don't need that crap. Take your chlorine dioxide. We found out this week, who was it? Ann Vanderstil sent Mike Adams an article that showed that chlorine dioxide kills dioxin. This problem in Ohio. They just need to get you to start eating Chloretta, I think Mike says, and take your chlorine dioxide and then hope for the best. Maybe move, come to Tennessee, I don't know, but or go to Germany or Mexico, whatever. But get the heck out of Ohio. They're trying to kill you guys up there. But where are you going to go? They're trying to kill us all over the world. Yeah. So, all right, does anybody got a testimony? Marianne, you wanted to share some testimonies a couple weeks ago, and somebody interrupted us. But
well, first I want to thank Carrie for this tremendous effort that she's doing to bring all of this information and all of these professionals and the message to people out there. Because, I mean, I'm a mom of three, and my kids are not diagnosed with anything. But they take a lot of your time, even healthy kid. And I can't imagine a mother of one or two. I've known mothers with three autistic child, and the time, the effort, all that they need. It's and now you're talking about one out of every two human beings and years from now will be diagnosed with this problem with these symptoms. You call them symptoms, which is like our bodies that are completely intoxified. But so half the people are going to be taking care of the other half, you know?
Right. That's
and
right.
And what about the, because it does take, like, you can tell us a little bit about that, Carrie. I mean, your son is now doing perfect, but before this, before you found this treatment, how was your life as a mother?
Well, first of all, what's really important to say is of the 1 in 27, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, in the speech, you have to see it, it's a phenomenal presentation. 10 of these kids are still on the autism spectrum, meaning they have ADD, which is a learning disability, ADHD, they have food allergies, they have leaky gut. So the other 10 are also damaged. And then what Dr. Stephanie Senef talks about in one of her presentations is saying that actually the IQs of the vaccinated children, even if they're not labeled autistic or on the autism spectrum, their IQs are not such like ours from our generation when we barely had any vaccines, you know, whatsoever. And if we did, we had them much later in life. So these vaccines in general are affecting our children on many different levels, and especially in the brain. This is, you know, the brain and the gut. So you've got all these issues. And of course, my son was diagnosed, like I said, 19 years ago this Sunday. It'll be the 19th year anniversary of my son's diagnosis of autism. But my son, during his second year of life, he started losing his speech. He started losing his eye contact. He started losing his sleep. He started having raging diarrhea that was, you know, plentiful all day long. The crying, the drooling, the rashes, it was awful. And of course, I didn't know what was happening to my son. I was practicing homeopathy at the time, but I still thought that the childhood vaccines were really important. So I didn't know the whole story 19 years ago like I know now. And of course, we didn't really have internet. I didn't even have a phone. I didn't have a cell phone. I just had a, you know, landline at the house. So it wasn't into the internet. It was pretty much books. So now there's really a lot of information. But of course, voices like ours are being silenced. So the fact that we're kind of, you know, many people in different areas, you know, talking to different people, you know, maybe Bob, he talks more about just kind of general things, but now people that are watching Bob's, I mean, everybody that's watching Bob Sisson knows somebody with a kid with autism, some a grandchild or niece, nephew, whatever. So we have to help these people to find the information. Then, of course, the unborn children, what to say no to when your baby is born. I remember when my child was born, you know, the OBGYN turns to the pediatrician that's in the same room with us and is like, okay, there's your next doctor. So you never have a time to peek your head out and say, maybe this is something I should question. So if we can start questioning these things, we might be able to save some generations or get behind Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's call for an end to the autism epidemic by ending the childhood vaccination schedule.
And I would like to add that lately we've been having tremendous amounts of reports of mothers who reach to us or the doctors at CommuSAB, even Andreas Kalker, of babies whose mothers got first, second, third shot during the pregnancy or before the pregnancy and are having unstoppable seizures. And these babies are, sometimes seizures start since they are born, and sometimes they start 8 months into like being born, but their mothers had the COVID vaccinations during the pregnancy, which was never allowed before in human history to get a pregnant woman vaccinated with an experimental vaccine. And then we're having these results. And it's just too many kids and babies who are now on palliative care just to try to help them not to suffer too much before they die. And it's just such a, and then we add to this the increasing amount of autism in with all the other vaccines and in kids. And sometimes it seems far away, something that it doesn't have a lot to do with me, autism. I don't have kids with autism. But that you just said, Carrie, it's true. More and more friends of mine, cousins of mine are having kids who are being diagnosed with autism. And I can't even imagine how hard it must be, not just the diagnosis, but to have to care for these kids for the rest of your life, because you're going to do it with all of your love. You're going to sacrifice anything for them to be better, because that's human nature and mother's nature, right? But it's just so sad when you do know that your kid was just born perfect, and now you have to deal with all this. So yeah, chlorine dioxide, it's helps. It's just a huge treatment. Mm-hmm. If I could ask you, Carrie, what are the three main things? I know we're going to have that conference, and I hope everybody who's listening to this conference and shares it with all the people you love that are in this problem. But three main, most important points that you would recommend anyone who has a child with autism.
The first most important thing is the diet. What are you going to feed your child today? And it's not just gluten-free, casein-free, because Coca-Cola is gluten-free, casein-free, and that's not going to help you recover your child. So you want to go carnivore, you want to go low carbohydrate, you want to get rid of all the foods that have what is called a glutamate. Glutamate is in wheat, dairy, corn, bananas. It's in a lot of different foods, so you got to get that food. If you have a question about it, send me an email. I'll send you a free file on what foods you should eat, what you shouldn't. Well, I'll send you a file on what you should eat, not what you shouldn't, because there's a lot of stuff you shouldn't eat. So we'll just send you a free file to the families. I'm happy to do that. The second most important thing after diet is chlorine dioxide. There's now thousands of children recovered. I started using chlorine dioxide in 2010. My son was apparently the first person to use it for autism, because there was no information about even using chlorine dioxide for children at that point. So, and then of course, in my first 4 months of using it, there were a bunch of recoveries. People kept sending me emails. Oh yeah, my child's recovered, because they had been to my clinic in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and they started using the chlorine dioxide, and I started using what was basically called the baby bottle method. So nobody really used the bottle method at that point. They were doing one, two, or three drops and back. So we started with the bottle, and me, myself, and I, Ratatouille, started with the baby bottle method, and then from there it grew into more like the half liter bottle, so we're taking it over the course of the day. But children just started to recover. And it was now there, like I said, there's thousands now recovered 13 years later that I've been using chlorine dioxide for autism recovery. And I would say the third most important thing, if I could only have three things. So I got diet, really good. I got my CD, and I've got my Mebendazole. I mean, if I had to pick and choose my things, it still wouldn't be a chelator, because at some point the body will get rid of the metals if you're doing the chlorine dioxide, because it's neutralizing it. But those parasites are big and bad, and parasites have to come out. So I would, if I only had three, those would probably be my three. You know, if I had six, I'd probably put in Humic next. So there's a few things I would do also, but those would be my top three if I only, and I work with families that tell me, I have no money. Like yesterday, a lady sent me a message and she said, I've got three kids. My husband left me, which is like the case of most of us. The fathers are, you know, start to not pay child support, this kind of thing. She said, I have 120 British pounds. She lives in the UK a week for food for me and my family, which is like, I don't know, about $600 a month for food. And I don't know, my food bills are totally insane. So I don't know how, and I mean, my supplement bills are also more insane. So I don't know how she does it. And so she said, what can I do? Well, make food choices. And they don't have to be expensive foods. If you got a crock pot or something simple, you can make, you know, even goofy cuts or, you know, get really fatty meats, which are really good for carnivore, really good for the brain, really good for the gut. And then CD, most of the CD is somewhere around $25 to $35, you know, so, you know, pesos, maybe 550, 600 pesos. And then, of course, you know, euros, it's about, I think, 25 or 20 to 25 euros, something like this. So it's really affordable, the chlorine dioxide. And of course, mebendazole is also in many countries, it's available without a prescription. It's also extremely inexpensive. And it just goes mouth to anus, killing parasites. It doesn't destroy your friendly flora. It doesn't kill candida. It doesn't kill anything. It just goes mouth to anus, kills parasites, and comes out the other side. And a lot of people are looking for Suramin or ivermectin, but mebendazole is very faithful, and chlorine dioxide does kill pathogens like malaria, which is a parasite in the blood, and it does kill that. So in the blood, we're pretty much taken care of with the chlorine dioxide if we're taking that for pathogens in the blood and, of course, in the gut. But parasites in the gut are much bigger and much more difficult. So that's why diet, chlorine dioxide, and mebendazole. If I only had three options, oh, and my enemas. Oh, go ahead. I'm going to let you have that, Marian. I'm going to let you have that one.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you for the tree, Carrie. Yeah.
Hey, before y'all go on, Tanya sent me a website, Eden Way, and it looks like it's Eden-Way.com. $20 for the 2 4-ounce bottles and free shipping. Oh. So that's the best deal I've seen in a long time. And so Eden Way, I tried to call those people. Thank you very much. Look at that go. I tried to call those people and tell them I was going to do this. And, you know, they didn't answer their phone, so too bad. Now y'all are stuck. Get busy. But, yeah, that's a great deal. And Tanya has checked them out and said they're good folks, make a good product. So $20. And I mean, if you do what most people do and just take it when you start feeling bad, it'll last you a whole year. But I recommend you get at least 10 drops a day. There's 2,400 drops. It'll still last you for, 240 days? I mean, good Lord, folks. What's your health insurance costing you? Crazy.
And you want to get it. You want to get it from a reputable dealer. I know there's people that tell me, oh, I go on Amazon. Don't go on Amazon.
Listen now. I tell people all the time, just go to Amazon and get it. Go to Etsy and get it. And if you have a problem, you let me know so I can not tell anybody else that. Never once has anybody called me and said, I bought this off Amazon, and when I mixed it, it didn't do what you said it would do. Not one time. So I don't know. Okay. But Eden Way is the cheapest. But you can get it everywhere. There's 20 different people on Amazon selling it. You know, the old one we've always used, the guys down in Florida, they're like $30 free shipping. Yeah. I'll think of their name in a minute. But
KV Lab.
And KV Lab. But you can make it yourself. You can order the raw materials off Amazon for $119. You can buy enough to make 100 bottles, 10 pounds of chlorine, sodium chloride. All right. Forgive me, folks. Sodium chloride flakes. And by the way, and then you just add 2.57 ratio of distilled water. And it's very simple. You stir it up. It's like rocket science. You stir it, and it dissolves, and you have it, 22.4%. So anyway, 2 minutes left. Marianne, you've been wanting to say something. I can tell.
Okay. I want to recommend everybody who already knows about CDS. And if you need the CDS already made, I have a number here. It's 956-740-4300, and you'll get this one. It has to be this yellow so that you can make sure that it's 3,000 parts per million. You can even measure it with the stripes that you can get in Amazon. But whomever is chronically ill, name it, autism or diabetes, hypertension, cancer, whatever you may be suffering, a stomach pain or a diarrhea or intoxication because you ate something with poison, enemas is the fastest way to gain back your health. Like it doesn't go instead of protocol C with CDS or MMS. It is additional to all the protocols you're doing, but it will shorten the time of recovery even for around a 60% of the time. And that's what I've been seeing every day. So you just have 1 liter of warm water, you pour 20 milliliters of CDS, and this goes through your
rectum.
Rectum. You hold it for 3 minutes, you go to the bathroom. It seems like all kind of disgusting or uncomfortable, but trust me, it's one, two, or three times till you learn to do it very, very good. And people feel so good so fast that they will just keep doing it until their symptoms are completely gone. So I completely recommend enemas. I do them myself, and it's just a part of the protocols. I know with kids with autism, they recover
very fast,
way faster.
Well, hey, Carrie, we're out of town. We're out of time, and I've never been happier to be out of time.
Thank you, guys. Love you all.
Thank you, guys.